tat of chesem rabbis. Mai dechshiv, vanishti vashiv lecho Hashem eish ratzon. When is there an eish ratzon? Ein mosai eish ratzon. B'shor shat tzibur mispal. When the tzibur mispal. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Mehoch, another source that Zman, that the tefillah is mispal, that the tzibur is mispal, is an eish ratzon. Komar Hashem, the eish ratzon in ishicha. So you see again, there are times that are eish ratzon. Rabbi Chanina, Omer Mehoch, hein el kadir velo yimas. Uksi, hoda b'sholom nafshi, mikrodli, ki barabim hayu imadi. The tefillah sarabim, that was in my stead. Okay, Tanya Nami Hachi, Rashi, Eish Ratzon, Amr Yeshua, Shi Yeshua Ratzon, Kabir Lo Yimas, Tzvilas Harabim Lo Yimas, Mikravli, Min Milchom Al Sabos Elai, Ki Barabim Ho Yimodi, Shispalu Imi, Rabim were mispal with me, therefore I was successful in the wars. Pada B'Sholom, okay, we didn't get it yet, let's go a little bit further. Reb Nosson Omer, Tanya Nami Hachi, Reb Nosson Omer, Minayin she'ina kodesh baruch hu moes b'tfilos and shorabim. How do you know the Rabban Shalom isn't disgusted with the tefillah of the rabbim? She'nemar hein el kabir v'lo yimas. And the end of the pasuk is, ki barabim hayu imadi. So the Mepharshim are only, meaning the Rabban Shalom isn't disgusted with tefillah of the rabbim. We just said that the Rabban Shalom is always shomeya the tefillah of the rabbim. It's a positive thing. Here it's just mashma, it's not negative. So the Tzlach says that it's not talking about a person who davens with the tzibur together. That, the Rabban Shalom is shomeya. He hears the tefillah of people who daven in the tzibur. But even a yochid, who's davening bizman shahat tefillah mispal, where there we don't have that haftacha, the Rabban Shalom hears his tefillah, but at least he's not disgusted with his tefillah. And another, the Derech Emunah says that even a rasha, you have a tefillah shal tzibur, and the tzibur is made up even of rishoyim, right, who are mitzarif to the tzibur, still, even that tefillah, even the tefillah of the Rasha, the Rabban Shalom is not moes bo, since he's part of the tzibur. Uksiv, okay, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ha'osek b'torah u'b'gmilas chasadim, u'mispal l'matzibur, malo ani olav kilu poda'ani liu v'vone v'beinu mosa olam. Now that's the pasuk here, poda b'sholom nafshi, mikravli, ki barabim hayu imadi. So Rashi says, Pada b'shalom, zesha asad b'divrei shalom. That alludes to a person who's osek the divrei shalom. What's divrei shalom? V'hainu Torah. D'chsiv, d'chol nesiv oser ha-shalom. The Rambam says the whole purpose of Torah is to bring shalom, shleimus to the world. So Torah is called shalom. D'chein g'milas chasodim nami shalomu. Shemitov shegomel chesed b'gufo v'chadero, hu makir shu ohavo. Hu boli de'achva v'shalom. This is similar to what the Mechtam Eliyahu says, that Ahava comes from giving. So a person who's gomel chesed to someone else, the other person knows that through his giving that he taka loves him. So that also brings shalom to the world. Gemilas chasodim brings shalom, because people realize that if other people give to them, that they love them. And it comes to achva v'shalom. And the end of the pasuk is, ki barabim hayu imadi is tefillah b'tzibur. So somebody who's osik b'torah and gemilas chasodim and is mispal b'tzibur, so it's ki'ilu pido'ani liu l'vonim v'enu moska. It says, poda b'sholom nafshi. What's the idea of poda, is if he, redeemed the Rabban Shalom? So the Maral says, what it means is like this. In Golas, Klal Yisrael is mefuzar mefored v'enu amin. We're separated, scattered, and also we're under the thumb of the goyim. So a person who's mispal the tzibur, so it's mitzarif klal Yisrael together. So it takes away that mefuzar bein ha'amim. And Torah is a mila that only is klal Yisrael, so it brings us up above the nations of the world. We're not under them anymore because we have the mila of Torah which separates us from them. And gemilas chasodim also. Klal Yisrael, only klal Yisrael really do gemilas chasodim. Because the Gemara says, Pasuk says, chesed le'umim chatos. That all the chesed that the goyim do is a different kind of chesed. It's a chatos. It's missing something. So they do it for their own purposes or whatever. They don't do it to Shem Shammai. So therefore, these two midos separate Klal Yisrael from the Goyim and unite Klal Yisrael. That takes away the stigma of Golus to a certain degree. So it's Ke'ilu Pido'ani. And the Marsha points out that these three things, Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, and Nispal Matzibur, are the amudim which the Torah, which the world stands on. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Avoda was Korbanos, and today it's Tefillah Matzibur. It's Tefillah. Okay. Right. Omer Eish Lakish, Kol Mi Sheyesh Bo Beis HaKnesses Be'iro, the person who has a shul in his city, the Eino Nichnes from Nispala, and he doesn't go there to daven, right? Mashma that he goes to daven somewhere else, or he doesn't daven in a shul b'chlal, daven's at home. Nikra Shachin Ra, he's a bad neighbor. Shenemar Ko Amar Hashem Al Kol Shcheinai Haroim Hanogim B'Nachla Asher Inchalti Es Ami Yis Yisrael. Right? And this Nachla is talking about a shul, we'll see. So a person who is a Shachin Ra, and he doesn't come to the Nachla, the shul in his place, is what's it called, is a Shachin Ra. Below old, Elishab Gorim Golis Lo Labana. He causes Golis for him and his children. Shenemar, he ni nocho me alad mosam, the esbes Yehuda etosh mitocha. Okay. Rashi, hinini nocho me alad mosam, safe of the crow. It's the end of that pasuk. Omru lever of Yochanan, ika sabi bevodal. He told Rabbi Yochanan that there are old people in Bavel, people who reached old age. Toma, so he was wondering. The Torah promises long life only in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the place that has a closer connection to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and the Atamat Veikim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Ayom. So Chayim comes in Eretz Yisrael. Aval b'chutz la'aretz lo, b'chutz la'aretz, which is separated from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, is separated from life. So where do you get a schus to have long life in chutz la'aretz? Even the Amri Lein, Mikadmi and Mechashri, the Bekanishka, since they told him that people get up early and come home late from shul, they stay in shul. They go to Shachris early, they come back from Marib late. Omer Hainu Dahanilu, that's the schus. Kidom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Labane, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to his children, Kedimu v'chashichu v'aylu l'v'kenishka, get up early and come back late and go to the shul, kihechi d'torchu chai, in order that your life should be extended. Rashi, mekad mi shachris, mechashri ardes, kelomar marichim v'vesakneses, they spend time in shul, early, late. Okay, the Marsha says that the idea is the following. It says that Bate Knesios and Bate Medrashos and Bavel one day will be uprooted and go to Eretz Yisrael. So potentially a shul has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So if being in Eretz Yisrael gives you long life, as there's a school for long life, then being in a shul in Chutz La'aretz, which eventually will be part of Eretz Yisrael, also has that that same school. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Acha Rabbi Chanina, Mikra, Ashrei Adam Shomea Li, Lishkod Al Galsosai, Yom Yom, Lishmor Mezuzos Psochai, Uksim Basrei, Ki Motsoi Motsochai. This pasuk alludes to people who come to my house and sit by my doors, my mezuzahs, right, and in the end it says they'll find life. And that's referring to a person who comes to the Rabban Shom's house to shul. Omer Rav Chisda, La'olam Yekonis Odom Shnei Psochim B'deis HaKnesses, right? A person should come in two doors to shul. Was a Shnei Psochim Solkadaita? What does that mean? There has to be two doors in the shul? Ela'em Ashir Shnei Psochim Ve'akrakach Yispal. You should come into the shul, the shir of two doors, before you daven. Okay, Rashi says, Shir Shel Shnei Psochim, Rochav Yekonis Lefnim, Shelo Yeshik Somach Lepesi. You shouldn't sit by the door. You should come in two psachim, measures into the shul. And there's a machlokas whether that is eight tochim or eight amos, right? Eight amos is about 15 feet, so you should sit 15 feet away from the door. We'll see that there are qualifications for this. Or eight tochim is about, three tochim is about a foot, so eight tochim is about 2.5 feet, okay, from the door. Why? The Nira Olav Kemosli. Because you sit right by the door, it looks like the whole shul is a burden, and you can't wait to get out. Right? So you don't want to come too far in. You want to be ready to leave as soon as you can. The Emezuman, Kemosli, equal basic. Staying in the shul is a burden. The Emezuman, Somach Lepesach, loves this. You want to be right ready to get out as soon as you can. So that's Rashi. Tosfos says that Shir Shnei Pesachim is not a measurement in distance, but in time. You shouldn't walk into shul and immediately start davening. You should wait the time that it takes to walk to Pesachim. Here again, the Stam is the same Shaila, either 8 Tochim or 8 Amos. So how long it takes to do that, walk in, and don't immediately start davening because it looks like you're in a rush or whatever. Show that you came into the shul, you have some reverence, and then you start davening. The Rabbeinu Yona points out that this is only where there aren't Mekomos Kvuim. But if there are Mekomos Kvuim, somebody has to sit near the door. Right? You can't leave that empty. So then it doesn't look like it's a Masi. That's your Mekom Kavua. That's the place you got. Also, it's what's it called, the Marami Rattenberg says, that's only where the door of the shul opens directly into Rosh Hashanah. But if the door you're sitting into opens into a vestibule, into a hallway or whatever, then there's no problem. Right? So here, where there's two doors, no problem to sit right next to the door. Right? Are there two doors here? No.
The other side.
Okay. That's why in most shuls, the minig is to make two doors, not to walk directly into the shul for Shuram, to have another door, an inside door, because of this. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch brings down both Perushim, and he brings down also the Merchak, according to Rashi, is 8 Tfachim, and he also brings down that if there are Mekomos Kavuim, and it doesn't open directly into Rosh Hasharabim, there's no problem. The Maral, I think I didn't see it this time around, but I'm sure I think the Maral says this, if not other people say it also, says the following, that the Shnei Pesachim over here also has a more Musar idea. And that is, when a person comes to Davin, he has to close out all his outside thoughts, and then he has to concentrate on the inside thoughts of Tzvila. So the first door you close is on the outside. And the second door you open is to the inside. So you need two doors, one to close out the outside, one to open your concentration for the Davening itself. Okay, let's go on. Al zos yispal kol chosid eilecho le'es mitzo. Pasuk in Tehillim. For this, every chosid will daven in the time of finding. So what are we finding over here that you have to daven for? Omer Rabbi Chanina le'es mitzo zu isha. A person should daven for a good shidduch. Le'es mitzo. Shenemar motzo isha, motzo tov. So mitzo is a, what's it called, is a kinui for isha. V'marava, kinosid inish, in Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael. My rabbi is Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, when a person got married, he nosed inish itza amri lehachi. So he used to say to him, matzah or motzi? Right? Is this matzah or motzi? Why matzah? Does he matzah isha matzah tov? V'yofik ratzah mehashem. Matzah means you found a good wife. Motzi is defsivu motzi ani mar mimah. This is so isha. Right? Motzi hints to a woman that's more bitter than death. So they used to ask the guy, probably not to get a straight answer right after the guy got married, but they used to ask him in order to have him answer, this is matzah. In other words, to point out that he got a good shidduch. Nobody answered right after his wedding that motzah ni mar mi mavis. So they say a few different pshatim, why matzah and motze. Matzah is a one-time thing. If it's a good wife, right, so it's like a one-time thing, you got married, it's good. If it's a bad wife, every day and every second you remind that she's a bad wife. Motzei ani. It's an ongoing tzara. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that it says by matza, which is a good wife, it says isha. Isha, what's it called, is 5 numbers less than ish. Ish has a yud, the isha has a hey, so the man is 5 over the woman. But motzei ani is ha isha. So then she's equal to the man. When a wife thinks she's equal to her husband, then it's motzani isha marmi mothers. When she knows that she's a little bit less, then things are fine. When everybody knows their place, it's fine. When everybody thinks they're equal, then there's problems. They say also, why dafka in Marava? Why dafka in Eretz Yisrael? Did they say this? Not in Bavel. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin that in Eretz Yisrael, they used to first get married and then learn. And in Bavel, they used to learn first and then get married. So where you learn first and then get married, the schus ha-Torah, make sure you get a good wife. But where you get married first before you learn, then it's not so clear if you're going to get a good shidduch or not. So in Israel, they had to ask first if you got a good shidduch or you didn't. Okay, let's go on. Anything else here? No, let's go on. Rav Nosson Omer, we're still explaining this pasuk, le'eis mitzo, time of finding. Rav Nosson Omer, le'eis mitzo zu Torah. Mitzo refers to Torah. You should daven that you should find Torah. Shenemar ki motzoi motzachai. Those that find me find life, and it's the Torah speaking, the Rav Nosson speaking as through the Torah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, le'eis mitzo zu misa. Person should daven that he should have a decent death. That his death should be, there's all different kinds of death. Stop for that too. That he should die in a peaceful manner. Shenemar lomus totzos. Tanya namihachi. Teshem neos ushlosha mine nisa nivravolim. There are 930 different kinds of deaths. And each one is different in how painful it is. Shenemar lomavis totzos. Totzos bigamachi hachi havi. The word totzos is 930. Kasha should be called on Askra. The worst, the most painful is Askra, which is some kind of choking death. Choke to death. My children get it. It's like a croup. Some kind of whooping cough or something like that. Nicha should be called on Nishika. The easiest death is Nishika, is where God kisses you to death and your neshama, takes your neshama like a magnet, takes out the neshama, runs out to be one with the Rabbanu Shalom. It's drawn to the Rabbanu Shalom. Askra Gamya Techizra Begavava De Imra De Lachure Nishra. Right? Askra is as painful, right, as you can imagine, taking out of wool, what's it called, combing out of wool, when the wool gets caught on thorns, pulling it out of the thorns, you can't take it out without some of the wool being left behind. So it's like pulling the neshama out of the body, right, with great problem, which I think means that there are people who are attached to this world, and it's very hard for them to leave this world, right? So taking the neshama out of their body, out of the physical world, to a spiritual, for them is a tsar, because they don't want to leave the physical world. On the other hand, the sheik is for people who are mostly in this world spiritual. So going to a spiritual world is like a natural, transition, that's the word. Natural transition, so it goes easily. Yikad diamri ki piture v'thiveshet. And others say that it's like piture v'thiveshet. Over here has nothing to do with your esophagus. See Rashi on both of them. Yispalu le'esh mitzo, yispalu shu mitzuyim lo kishit story. He should daven for these things, that when he needs them, they should be found for him. All these different things. Re'esh mitzo zu misa, she almost misa yofa v'nocha. That when time comes to die, should die an easy death. Askara, she v'socha guf. Rashi brings down some kind of a disease, again, like a coughing disease, a choking disease. Kechizra v'gavva di'imra d'lachore nishnishra. Ka'anthei hasirim ha'nizbachim b'gizas ha'tzemer. Kishadam no take the chazaka umashlich la'achar she'efshish lo'yinaki katzemer ima. I think what it means is, again, when you get wool caught in branches or in thorns, and you pull it out of the branches, you can't get it all out. Some of it's left behind. So it's a wrenching process. Kipiture de'tiveshet yam okainus yeshbo makomos she'enu makabel baza. Certain places in the ocean where you can't go with metal. I'm not sure why it's magnetic, whatever, but the boats can't be made with metal. Mechabrin luche hashtina al yedei chavolin, and therefore they don't connect the boards of the boats in those places with nails, but they connect them with rope. The akolim shetoch them in a cover. How do they put the planks together? They put holes in the planks. The token osam the dochet, the fishen gasim kenidas anekev, and they put the rope. They force it into the hole so it doesn't move, and the rope then holds the planks together. So you force the rope into the hole, and the rope and the hole are almost the same exact size. You have to force it in, and then it fills up the whole hole. Okay, so there's no space. Otherwise, if the hole is bigger than the rope, right? Then the water gets into the boat, and you don't have to worry about the iron, right? Because you'll be at the end, bottom of the sea anyway. So forcing this rope into the hole. That's how the nisa is. What's it called? Is wrenching your neshama out of you. Piturei chavolin. Piturei means rope. The mitargamin of piturei tzitzin atuni. The tiveshet who are nekev shu ogel kativeshet. Tiveshet really means the esophagus, but it's referring to the holes in these planks which look like an esophagus because they're round. Right. Neshika, the easiest death is neshika. Dam yakin mishkal binisa michelba. It's like taking the cream off the, what's it called, off the milk. Rashi, kemishkal binisa michelba, kemoshech nima sano. Now taking a hair out of, you have a hair that's in milk, pulling the hair out, you don't pull any milk with it, right? It's not wrenching anything out, you just separate it easily, it separates easily. Okay, right. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, le'esh mitzo, again, another shot in this pasuk, what should you daven for? That when the time comes to find it, you'll have it. What is the finding? Zukvura, that you should have a good burial, good levaya, right? Omri b'chanina, my kroa, hasmechim el gil yosisu, ki yimtzu ker, Omar rabba barav shila, hainu damri inchi. That's what people say. Liboy inish rachmi, afilu ad zibula basraisa, shalma. Right, the person should ask for rachem, should daven, that everything should go well with him in his life till the last shovelful that goes on his grave. It's mashma that after that, this life is finished. Right, when a person has no geya to this life, is the ends with his kvura, not before that, not when he dies. The kvura, he's still around by the kvura, it says, and what happens to his body is significant. Once the kvura is over, then he's not in this world anymore. Then he has other things to worry about, not this world. This world already is finished. But once the burial is finished, his worries of this world are over. But up until the burial, they're not over. Marzutra omer la'esh mitzol zubei sakisin. La'esh mitzol means shadavan, he should have a bathroom readily available. That seems ludicrous, right? If you ever had your toilet back up and you didn't have use of a toilet for even a few hours, you know how serious it is, especially in their time. They didn't have indoor plumbing, so they had to go to a Beis HaKisei outside the house, which was a big tircha, and the closer the Beis HaKisei is, and the more available, the more a person's life is comfortable. Amri b'marava, hodim arzutra adifa mikulo. That's the best one. Of all the things, the best one is to have a bathroom that is accessible. Omer le Rava, Rashi, no? Zibula b'svasraisa shalma, she'elo sholom kol yimei chayav, he should have peace all of his life. The af b'yom kvuroso, even on the day of his levaya. Ad hashlochas ofer achrona shebekisi kvuroso, till the last shovel. That's not, that's the end of your life. That ends when the last shovel. Zibula flada is the shovelful. The eis mitzozu besakisei, she adored the makom sheish beis hakisei samachlo. You should live in a place where you have a bathroom accessible. The fishahaisa karka shel Bavel, in Bavel that was especially needed, because in Bavel the ground was very wet, moist, right? It was marshland, but mitzulas mayim. The englecholim lachbar shom chafiros. They couldn't dig to have a beis hakisei wherever you wanted. They couldn't dig. The water table was right there, so they had water plumbing there, but not exactly what they wanted, because that wasn't good if it was in the ground. They had to go out into the fields to go to the Beis HaKisei. So they really appreciated having a Beis HaKisei close by. Right. Omer le Rava l'rafram bar poka. Lema lon mar mihani mili ma'al yasa v'amris mishmed v'abchista v'milei d'vei knishta. Tell us some of the nice things that Rav Chisda said concerning the shuls. Omer lehachi, Omer Rav Chisda. May deceive, Oei Hashem, Shari Tzion, Nikom Mishkinos Yaakov. Right? The Rabbanu Shem loves Shari Tzion from better than all Mishkinos Yaakov. Oei Hashem, Sha'orim HaMitzuyonim B'Halacha. The Rabbanu Shem loves a place where people learn Halacha. Yosem ibatik nesiyos ibatik rashi. More than a shul or a beis medrash. The chorin of beis medrash people learn halacha too. So what is the, where is this place they learn halacha? It's not a Beis Medrash. That we'll get to in a second. V'hainu d'amr b'chia bar'ami mishnei ge'ula miyom shekharav Beis HaMikdash en lo l'akadosh baruch hu bi'olamo ela arba amas shal halacha b'vad. What the Rebbeinu Shlom really prefers in this world is the Dalet Amos where people learn halacha. See Rashi first and then we'll... Mitzuyonim tzion v'asif ha-sivur. Tzion means where it's marked and people gather there together. Okay, it just hit me now while we're learning it. When I was preparing it, it didn't hit me. I mean, he asked him to tell him some of the things Rav Chisda said about shuls. And he told him something that denigrates the shul, right? So it must be that he held that, you know, don't get carried away too much with shuls. There's something even better than a shul. So, because what he asked him, he didn't tell him. Just the opposite. He asked him to tell him some nice things Rav Chisda said about shuls, and he told him something that puts the shul down. In any case, so first they asked, what's this idea of me be bucking in the ground? I understand that a place where people learn halacha could be better than a shul. That would be better than a Beis Medrash. So the Marsha says that it's talking about what's it called, a Beis Medrash, where children and Stam people go, and they learn Mishnah, Mikra, but they don't learn halacha there. That's not a Beis Medrash of Talmidei Chachamim, that Horah, halacha, psuka comes from there. That's what Beis Medrash is talking about. And the Tzlach says, Beis Medrash over here means the Rebbeinu Shlom loves the place where a person himself learns halacha more for him than a Beis Medrash that he's not learning. Right? Better, in other words, we're going to see now, it's better to daven where you specifically learn than even in a Beis Medrash where other people learn, and surely better than a shul where people don't learn, they just daven. Okay. We'll see that's what we're going to get to now. V'omer Abaya, Meiresh, Havi Garisma de Gobeisa, Umatzlima de Veknishta. Abaya said, in the beginning I used to daven, I used to learn in my house, and daven in shul. Even the Shamana Lohad, Omer Abchia Barami, Mishnei de Ula, Meyom Shechor Beis Amikash, Eidla Lakarish Baruch, Biolom, El Arba Amashalach, Buvad, Lohavi Matzlima El Hecha de Garisma. I used to daven where I learned. We'll see if that means that he got a minion to daven in his house, or even daven alone, and it's preferable to daven alone where you learn the kviyas rather than in a shul with a minyan. We'll see this machlokes here. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, afal gav d'havilu treser b'knishta b'Tveria. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria where they lived, lo matzlu el b'ni hamud v'heshid avigarsi. They didn't daven in any of the shuls. They davened in their makom kavua to learn. Rashi. B'ni hamudi. The Bate Midrashas were made, built on pillars. So they used to learn between the pillars, that's where they davened. Okay, now, see some of the halachas that are nogeh to this. First of all, what does it mean? First of all, the Rambam is not goresh the first part. From the time the Beis HaMikdash was nechra, then Ein Lakadosh Baruch Hu Bi'olam Ela Da'al Amas Shel Halacha B'Vad. He just has this nemra, stop. The Marsha says that the idea of halacha, that's where the Shechina is. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was came kimitzion teitze Torah from the Lishkas HaGozis. That's where they passed, where the Sanhedrin was. And after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no more Lishkas HaGozis, no more Sanhedrin. So where is the Shechina? Where people pass the Shailas and take the place of the Sanhedrin. So every Talmud Chacham was his Dalet Amos of halacha, that's where the Shechina is. And that's why it's Tzavka Achrei Shechara Beis HaMikdash, because in the Tzavka Beis HaMikdash was a Sanhedrin. That's where the Shechina was. According to the Rambam, that it's Dalet Amos Shal Halacha has nothing to do with Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Chasam Sofer says that Dalet Amos Shal Halacha is not Amos, but Amos. Four bases, like mothers, of halacha, four madregas you have to have before you can pass in Shailas. You have to know Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, and then you can pass Mishraelis. Can't pass Mishraelis, you don't know the first three. So you need four Amos Shal Halacha, Amos Shal Halacha. Or in another place that Sam Sofer says, you need Lilmodu Lalameh, Lishmor Velasos. Those are the four principles that have to do with Halacha. We once wanted to say, Pshat, Dalet Amos Shal Halacha doesn't mean the four Amos where somebody sits and learns Halacha, because you're not allowed to learn alone. You have to learn with somebody else. You need these eight Amos for two people. So, Dalet Amos Shal Halacha, we said, means Dalet Amos is a concept that That is the area, sphere of influence that you have around you, is Dalet Amos. And Dalet Amos Halacha, therefore, would mean that everything is within the sphere of influence of Halacha. But Kodesh Baruch Hu's world is Dalet Amos Halacha, because everything is within the sphere of influence of Halacha. Nothing is outside the pale of Halacha. He said, that's what Shad Hashom Halachos Bichol Yom. Not you learn Halacha every day, but you learn Halacha into every day. Everything is Halacha. That's how precious Halacha is, because the whole world is Halacha. Okay. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's better to daven in the place where you learn the Kviyas, even if you're davening alone, better than to daven in a shul with a minyan. Okay, we'll see in a second. There's a lot of qualifications to that, so don't get carried away. And the Rosh also holds like that. However, the Rosh says that is only for people who torasum nasum, that they sit and learn all day without a stop, and they have no time. If they would take time to walk to shul, they're mavatul from Talmud Torah, so they're allowed to stay in their house. Don't mavatul Torah. Somebody who is mavatul Talmud Torah, right, for similar times that it would take to walk to shul, then this doesn't apply to him. So today, he said, basically, the Rosh says on himself, we don't have people who are Torah of Nostrum today. So it doesn't apply today. Therefore, it's better to daven with a tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses. Also, he says, you have to also know how it's going to affect other people. Even if you're the kind of person who's Torah of Nostrum, and you stay not to Mavakal Torah, you daven be a chiddush, but if other people who are not Torah of Nostrum are going to learn from you, hey, it's not so important to go to shul. Look at this guy. He doesn't go to shul. They're going to learn not to go to shul, and for them it doesn't apply at all, then it's better to go to shul than to make a chilul Hashem and make other people not go to shul. That's what the Rosh says. The Rambam says that it's only better than a shul if you have a minyan in your house. A minyan in the place where you learn is better than a minyan in shul. And the chiddush is, right, the chariot, even place if I'm in a minyan, the chiddush is that even though in the shul there's more people, barogam hadris melech, and in your house is only a minyan, still it's better in your house if that's where you learn Kavua than in the shul, even Barovan. And the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that even according to the Rambam, as a person who's mamish to Rasul Naso, he could even daven the Yechidus at home rather than wasting the time of going to the shul. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, but dafka, if you have a minyan, it's good to daven in your house if you learn there Kavua, but only with a minyan. And the Rambam says that somebody who's Torasul Naso can even daven in his house without a minyan. Right? He learns the Bikdias, but you should be careful that if other people are going to learn from you not to go to shul, then it's not Kedai. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Beis Medrash that he doesn't learn in, okay, and it's a Beis Medrash of a Yochid, right? In other words, somebody else's house where they learn. I don't learn there, okay? Then there's no Maila at all for me. But a Beis Medrash, the Rabbin, a Beis Medrash that everybody, even if I don't learn there, or it's a Beis Medrash that a lot of people learn in, then there's a Maila, right, over a shul, even for somebody who doesn't learn there. The Maila of a house, private Beis Medrash, is only for the person who learns it. But a Beis Medrash, the Rabbin, has a Maila even for people who don't learn there, over a shul. Okay. Let's go on. V'omer Abchia Bar Ami Mishmei Be'ula Godel HaNehena MiYegiyo or MiYegiya Kapov, two different gears, says here, Yosef MiYirei Shomai, a person who enjoys the fruits of his labors is greater than a Yirei Shomai. The Ilu Gabi Yirei Shomai Ksiv Ashrei Ish Yirei Es Hashem. The Ilu Gabi Nehena MiYegiyo Ksiv Yegiya Katecha Kisochel Ashrecha V'Tovlach Ashrecha Bolam Azeh V'Tovlach Lolam Abba. It says Ashrecha Ashrei Ha'ish Yirei Hashem. Doesn't say Tovlach. So everybody has the same question here. I mean, Monashach, if the guy who's Nehena Miyagia Kapov is a Yirei Shemayim, she has both. If he's not a Yirei Shemayim, how do you compare, what's it called, the person who enjoys the fruits of his labors and they're apples and oranges? What's it have to do with each other? So the Tzlach says, I once wanted to say a joking pshat over here, but he says not the pshat, and that is, Godel HaNehem Yegiya Kapov, a person who enjoys the fruits of his labors and benefits from what he works, is better than a person who benefits from his Yirei Shamayim. He goes around and says, support me because I'm a Yirei Shamayim. That is not as good as a person who gets supported by the work of his hands. That's, he says, that's not the pshat. He says, so what is the pshat? He says, the pshat is that a person who is Nehem Yegiya Kapov, who earns his way in this world, doesn't take off from his Olam Haba. But a person who doesn't earn his way in this world and has to take what's it called, presents from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, like it says that the golden table leg came down, so that takes off your Olam Haba. So better than a Yirei Shemayim who doesn't support himself is a person who supports himself in this world, doesn't have to take off his Olam Haba for this world. That's what the Tzlach said. The Gross says what it means is the following. There are people who know how to learn, and are Nehenem Yegifah. They go through the Sugya, and they find that the thing is Mutter. So the Nehenem Yegifah, they go through the Sugya, and they come out with a Heter, and they eat the thing that they had a Suffolk about. That's better than a Yirei Shemayim, the guy who says, I don't know what the Halacha is, I'm not sure, I'm going to be Machmer and not eat. This guy is Gadol. Better to know the Halacha, and go through the thing, and find a Heter, than to be Machmer for no reason. That's the Vilna Gaon. Tzlach says the real pshat is a person, a gadol nehenna. It means that there are two kinds of people. There are people who already conquered the Yetzer Hara and they want to do what's right. And there are people that don't want to do what's right, but they force themselves. The one who wants to do what's right enjoys doing Ratzon Hashem. The other guy, he's doing it against his will, but he's doing it. The guy who enjoys it is better than the Yirei Shemayim who has to force himself to go against his will. Right? The Rambam has a shaila. Which one is better? The Rambam says that when it comes to things that are benorim lechadero, it's better to want to do what's right. When it comes to benorim lemakom, like chazir, it's better to say, I'd love to eat chazir, but what can I do? But it's a higher level for a person who's reached a level who doesn't want to do the bad. He enjoys doing good. Okay. Go back to a person should always live near his Rebbe. Shimi ben Gera was one of the Rebbes of Shlomo HaMelech, and as long as Shimi ben Gera was alive, Shlomo HaMelech didn't marry Bas Paro, because he was afraid of his Rebbe. So he didn't do, or at least he had a greater clarity of what's right and what's wrong. He never married Bas Paro. He didn't succumb to all of his justifications why he felt it was a good thing to do. And therefore, it's good to live near your Rebbe because it'll keep you on the right path. I bought Tanya Al Yoder. You shouldn't live near your Rebbe. Lokash. Or the Kayi play of Lokash. Depends if you listen to him or not. If you listen to the Rebbe, it's good to live near him. If you don't listen to him, it's better to stay far away so you don't have the Nisayan of going against what he says. Rashi. Shishkol Zman Shishimi Ben Gera Kayim. The Samach Lemisas Shimi Ksiv Aishatin Shlomo Esparo. Right after, close after, it says that Shimi Ben Gera died, then it says that Shlomo married Basparo. Or the Kaifa in Kofufu the Rabbo, if he is subordinate to his Rebbe, Lekabel Tokofto, to listen to his Musar, you other Rebbe should live near him, you better get benefit. The Imlav, but if not, Tov Lishrach, better to stay far away. The Ashogig Valye Mezid, better he should be Shogig than Mezid, and the Daf cannot listen to his Rebbe. Okay. A few more minutes. Omer of Puna Bar Yehuda, Omer of Inachem, Omer of Ami, my deceiver Ozde Hashem Yichlu, people who leave God will be destroyed, will disappear. Zehame near Sefer Torah Vyotze, person who walks out on the Sefer Torah. Right? Sefer Torah is out and you walk out of Shul. Rabbi Avon, nothing than Gavla Gavra. But if it's between Aliyahs, then you can go out. There's an important thing, even if it's not a mitzvah, you have to get to work. So you're allowed to go out between aliyahs, right, as long as you were Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, really. Otherwise, you can't go out because you have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. We'll see. What if you don't leave while they're reading the pasuk, but you leave between psukim? Or where there was a maturgaman, while they're reading the targum. They used to say the targum in after each pasuk. So you leave not when they're reading the Pasuk and the Torah. So you're not leaving the Torah while it's being read. You're leaving in between Psukim. Teiku. Rav Sheshis Mahadar Ave Vigoris. Rav Sheshis would turn his face away and learn while they were laying. Omar Anan Bididon, the Inu Bididu. They're doing their thing, and I'm doing my thing. So we don't have time to go into all of this. But first of all, it says that we said already you can leave Shul, even if the Sefer Torah is out. Ben Gavra Lagavra, Litzorech Godl Ba'akroy, not on a regular basis. Right? Just if something comes up, you're allowed to leave Ben Gavra Lagavra. To speak. Okay, that's to leave. What about to talk? So there the Gemara says, and so once the Sefer Torah comes out, you're not allowed to talk. So the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you're not allowed to talk even Ben Gavra Lagavra. And that's pretty much how we pass. You can't even talk between aliyahs, because we're afraid if you start talking between aliyahs, you're going to have talking while the laning is on too. And that's also designed for the Sefer Torah. And also, you're going to, even if you were Yotze laning already, if you're talking during the Kriya, you're going to disturb other people not to be Yotze. The Rambam holds that it's also to talk only mamish while they're reading the Torah, but between aliyahs, it's okay. Basically, the Shulchan Aruch passes like that, but the Maisa, the halacha lemaisa is that because we're afraid that you end up talking during the Kriya, you can't talk even ben gavra ledavra. Between psukim also, we're machmer because of vizui haTorah. And learning, the Rosh holds that if you learn quietly, so you're not disturbing anybody else, you're allowed to. However, the Rif says that's only if you, there's 10 other people listening to the laning, so you're not making it, there's not a minion listening. Also, it says Rav Sheshis used to do that because he was Torah Som Nasa. He never stopped learning. So he wasn't really chayav to hear Kriya Satorah because Torah Som Nasa. But anybody else has to hear Kriya Satorah. So how can he learn during Kriya Satorah? And also, it's only mutter if you turn your face away to begin with, so it's clear that you're not chayav in this. You're not involved in this mitzvah. Otherwise, what are you learning? And you're chayav in Kriya Satorah. So you have to have all these conditions. And the Rav Yah says that even Rav Sheshis was Yotze Kriya Satorah somewhere else, or Rav Sheshis was blind, he was Pater from Kriya Satorah. So it's not because somebody like Rav Sheshis. And the Or HaShulchan says even Rav Sheshis only learned when the Maturgamon was being Matargim, not when the actual laning was taking place. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you're allowed to learn the Lachash when there's 10 other people listening, for somebody that's Toroso Umnaso, right, and when you turn your face away, okay? However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're going to learn and other people are going to learn from you to talk, you're learning, they're going to talk, then in a tzibur like that, you shouldn't learn even ben gavra legavra. But, and Tosus holds, you don't have to turn your face away dafka. Tosus here says that the chiddush is that even though Rav Sheshis turned his face away to learn, which looks like he's turning his face away on the Torah, still, it was okay. And the reason Rav Sheshis turned his face away is that he should concentrate on his learning. Right? But it's okay, even that. But others hold that the condition is that it's clear that you're not being Yotze Laning now. So you turn your face away, then you're allowed to learn. If you're Torah Som Naso, you're ready with Yotze at a different time or whatever.